I feel healthy. I feel ready to go. I'm excited, and I'm optimistic.
Yeah, after that win to start the season, how confident is this team right now?
That was just one step. You know, we had a good plan for them. We felt pretty good going into the game, and you know, it was just one game. We've kind of put that game behind us and realized that we got 15 more. So you know, we enjoyed it. It was definitely fun to play a game like that. But you know, we're moving on.
And what about the general feeling of the team, or the new coaching staff, and how have you how's the chemistry developed already between you and that staff and the things they want?
The chemistry with the staff has been great. You know, working with Jeremy Bates and Jed Fish has been a lot of fun. Working with Alex Gibbs while he was here was really cool. You know, he's a Hall of Fame type coach. It was just great to be around him and learn from him the short time that he was here. But you know, we had a good off season. We worked hard in the off season, and you know, in terms of the players, there's just been a lot of movement. So you know, I think our guys have done a nice job of adjusting when new guys have come in. The new guys that have had to come in, they've come in and played pretty well for us, and you know, that's what we've needed. We've needed guys to step up when someone gets hurt. We've needed, you know, guys to step up and play well, and that's what we've had so far.
Has it rejuvenated you personally?
I think this off season rejuvenated me in a way, because you know, it was one of those things where Pete just said, hey, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you've done in the past, everybody's going to compete in every day, and we're just going to, the best guys at the end of the day are going to be playing. It doesn't matter, you know, what number you wear, it doesn't matter the name on the back of your jersey, it doesn't matter what your salary is, and he really meant it. And I just think that it was kind of a breath of fresh air for everybody, young guys, old guys. We just had fun. It's just, sometimes it's just fun to go out there and compete and play hard. And you know, even today, it's kind of just Pete's way. Even today, we're really not doing any Broncos stuff today. We're just doing, you know, R1s versus R1s, R2s versus R2s, you know, just kind of a competition Wednesday where we get to focus more about us. And we'll do that every game this year. We did it last week. We're going to do it every game this year, where Wednesday is more about us, and then tomorrow we'll get, you know, a little bit more into the opponent.
Matt, there's a lot of former Broncos there on your staff and on your team. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jeremy Bates and Jed Fish, and how they've how it's been working with those guys so far?
It's been great working with both those guys. You know, we came in and early this offseason, you know, really much of this offseason, I spent watching, you know, a lot of, 2008 Denver Bronco film, which was a lot of fun. You know, they had some great players with Eddie Royal and Brandon Stokely and Brandon Marshall and Daniel Graham. So it was a lot of fun to watch those concepts and that kind of stuff. We've gotten away from a lot of that stuff just due to how our personnel ended up shaking out. But it's been great working with those guys. Jeremy Bates has been around a lot and seen a lot. Jed Fish is a whole lot of fun in the quarterback room. And I think both guys are you know, kind of young, up-and-coming coaches in the NFL that I would expect both to, you know, be head coaches someday.
Matt, how tough is it on offense if you're not very good on first down?
Well, it's you know, if I had my choice, I'd rather be good on first down. But if you don't execute on first down, that's okay. You know, it's just like the game. If you don't play well in the first quarter, it doesn't matter. You know, and even if you do, it's not like you got money in the bank. It's just part of it. They give you three downs, so you know, I don't really care. You know, this past week we started out as bad as you could possibly start out in the first quarter, and you know, my mentality is, so what? You know, the same thing on first down. If you make a great play on first down, great. But if you don't, that's okay.
Did that help you rebound from that first play last week?
Yeah, I mean, I knew what happened on the first play. You know, the guy cheated on the route, and, you know, so you can't play a full game that way, and that's sort of what happened.
It looked like you went after him later on with the same type of thing and got a big play off that.
Several times we did.
Matt, do you pay attention to how your offensive line blocks, or just more
that whether or not they do or not.
The thing I care about is how they're communicating. You know, how they're communicating at the line of scrimmage. If they sound confident in their calls and what I can do to help them. In terms of the blocks, you know, I can't worry about that. But I think these guys have done a nice job. Guys, you know, somewhat of a veteran group, and they've done a nice job of talking things through, communicating. Even the guys that aren't playing. You know, a guy like Chester Pitts or a guy like Ben Hamilton last week when he wasn't starting. You know, those guys do a nice job of communicating on the sidelines, talking through things, and really as an offensive line, I think that's one of the better things that Alex Gibbs is able to bring to us this offseason and this training camp, is that group really became a unit. You know, leaders developed out of that group. They've got an identity, I think, right now, which is, you know, they're very much a unit. They're very solidified. They're together, and you just notice a big difference from that aspect.
How about the zone blocking? I know with Gibbs it's enhanced. Did you do much of that before, and have you noticed anything particular about the zone blocking scheme like you're doing this year?
You know, to me, zone blocking scheme's a little bit like West Coast offense. I have no idea what either term really means, so I would be I'd be giving you a bad answer if I answered that. I don't know.
You guys had the benefit of, you know, the excitement of a home opener to start the season. When you go into an atmosphere like that on the road, how do you prepare for that? How do you kind of get your teammates ready for that kind of atmosphere?
I don't think we're going to do anything different. You know, I think that's one of the things that Pete's trying to instill in us, and I think we've kind of taken over that mentality that, you know, we just need to take that intensity and that ability to play football wherever we go, whether it's home, on the road, or it doesn't matter. You know, so we're not a team that's going to focus too much on that. You know, we've all played in, you know, at home. We've all played on the road. It is what it is, and, you know, we had to go. I think this preseason we went and played at Minnesota, and you know, we talked about it briefly, that you just got to focus in a little bit more and then just go play.